This isn't the first time Will Muldoon has run for school board, but it's the first time he's entered late as a write-in candidate.
I know it's pretty unconventional to launch a 2-week write-in campaign, but I think it's worthy, and I think I do have a shot of winning it if I keep at it.
He says at first, he wasn't planning to run this year.
I had some folks reach out to me early on in the campaign and try and encourage me to run, but then I got a lot more feedback from folks after the League of Women Voters Forum and also during the last week.
Many of those who reached out to him were concerned about some of the candidates' stances on COVID-19 mitigation policies in schools, like wanting to get rid of the mask mandate in classrooms.
People were just very nervous about that. I agreed with them that masks work. I think the mitigation policies are sound. I think they're science-based, and I don't want to see that change.
Muldoon has lived in Juneau for 25 years and works for the state of Alaska as a data processor. He doesn't have any children of his own, but he's related to about a half dozen kids currently enrolled in the school district. At 37 years old, Muldoon has served on several other city boards. At the moment, he serves on the CBJ Aquatics Board and the Parks and Recreation Advisory Committee. Muldoon has run for school board twice in the past, but didn't win. He entered one of those races at just 18 years old.
I thought that I still had an understanding of what it was like to be in the schools at that time. And schools were tough for me. I was intelligent. I understood the subject matter, but my interest wasn't really there. I wasn't really invested in the day-to-day.
He says that's when one of his teachers made a big difference.
My high school government teacher was Lori Scanling, and she got me set up with a service learning project where I worked with the Parks and Rec Department to install the cleanup after your dog stations 20 years ago.
Muldoon says that experience set him on a path of civic duty and landed him an internship with the legislature.
I think that raising good children and active community members and future leaders is something that we should all strive to be an active part of. I think that we all have a sense of responsibility and a civic duty to step in where we can, and that's my primary driver.
Muldoon says he knows it will be an uphill battle to get the word out before the election on October 5th. But he wouldn't run if he didn't think he still had a chance. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.